It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And this week, Matt, you found a movie in a theater, but it doesn't sound like you were overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I found a movie in the theater. Unfortunately, because The War with Grandpa is the single worst movie I've seen in the theater this year. Now, of course, there was 5 months where I was not seeing movies in theaters, but I think even if I was, Doug, this would be probably at the top of the list. This was shot a couple years ago. It's another Robert De Niro comedy. I'll get to that in a minute, my thoughts on this. And he moves in with his daughter, and she has kids, his grandkids, and they give him the son's room, and the son has to move to the attic, and the son doesn't like that, so they start this war, and it's just crazy nonsense stupidity. But the real problem with this film, Doug, is it's so poorly acted. The kids aren't any good that they found to play the roles. Uma Thurman, who plays Robert De Niro's daughter, it took me 15 minutes to realize that was Uma Thurman. I thought this was some bad actress they found off the street to play the mom role, but she's terrible in the movie. And we kind of get this Christopher Walken, Robert De Niro reunion from The Deer Hunter. Remember, that's the film they made, a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Not this one. This is not the reunion we were waiting for these two guys to do zany madcap comedy together. It is poorly written, poorly scripted, poorly directed. The acting is mediocre. The pacing is not the right pacing for a comedy. And you just wonder why they released this now. And let's talk about De Niro for a second. Can you think of a more strange career arc, Doug, for an actor than Robert De Niro? He goes from Godfather to Deer Hunter, Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, these serious award-winning roles, and now for 15 years, he's basically done these ridiculous physical comedy things, and it's not in his wheelhouse. He's not terribly funny. They're bad movies, but I have heard, and I think you have too, Doug, he needs the money. He's made some poor investments, I think, in New York City that have not paid off, and he's probably just doing this stuff for the money now.
Well, the script sounds like it was not a great idea to start with. I mean, talk about a thin premise. Upset that he has to share the room he loves with his grandfather, Peter decides to declare war and attempt to get it back. That's a movie?
and also, Doug, so De Niro's character loses his wife, so he's a widow, which is why Uma Thurman wants him to move in. So he just lost his wife, which is this boy's grandmother, and the boy acts like the most ungrateful. You talk about a first world problem. He goes to war with his grandpa because he has to go up to the attic, and his grandpa just lost his wife. I mean, he's the most spoiled kid you might see on a screen this year, so you have no sympathy for this kid whatsoever. The pratfalls are stupid. Two times we get De Niro flashing people by accident. That's supposed to be funny. There's a dodgeball sequence between the old people, Chris Walken and Jane Seymour is in the movie, and they have a dodgeball fight with the kids. That's ineptly handled as well. It's just a bad movie, but it won the box office last weekend. It beat Tenet, and I think it made $3.5 million, so maybe it was a good idea for them to release it.
Well, that does sound like part of the strategy, because I noted when I went to IMDb, the internet database about movies, that there were several release dates that failed, like back in April of 2017, October of 2017, February of 2018. So it's like maybe the people they were releasing it to were not too excited about it.
Yeah, I think I said they shot it 2 years ago. I think might be more accurate, Doug. This was shot like 3.5 or 4 years ago. So this has been sitting on the shelf for a long time, and that's where it should have stayed.
Yeah, should have gotten real dusty.
Yeah. Okay. De Niro's not going to get a third Oscar for this one. That is my guarantee of the year. I'm calling it right now.
All right. Well, then we'll jump right to the contest here, because as our listeners know, every week I try to stump Matt with an Oscar trivia question. And you've kind of answered a piece of this, but I'm going into the weeds a little bit. And that is, what are the two movies that Robert De Niro has won an Oscar for?
The Godfather Part II and Raging Bull.
That is correct. Now, we'll step into a little more of history, because you mentioned some of these other movies, but this guy has got a canon of movies behind him. These are some wonderful films.
Oh, he does.
Let's talk about the ones he was nominated for. First in 1977.
Yeah, Taxi Driver, and then The Deer Hunter, and then later for Awakenings, Cape Fear, and finally Silver Linings Playbook was his most recent nomination.
And that was for supporting actor, but wow, what a skill. This guy has got a real resume. It's a shame it is
he's ruining
kind of
it
stuck
now.
With the war with Grandpa.
Yeah, there won't be any triple features, Taxi Driver, Deer Hunter, and The War with Grandpa. I don't think that'll happen.
Okay, but we might see it on some drive-in bill with the Fockers or something like that.
Yeah, Meet the Fockers, which was better than this.
Okay. We go to the movies every week with Matt O'Lean.